All right, chapter 8, the ultimate wealth hack. And honestly, it should be called the ultimate life hack. And this is Mark 11, 24. This is Philippians 4, 6. And Mark 11, 24 says, when ye pray, pray as if you've already received. And then Philippians 4, 6 says, do not be anxious for anything, but in everything, in prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So in thanksgiving, present your requests. So we are to be grateful for the things that we want, but we haven't yet received. So instead of saying, pretty please God, do this thing for me, it's thank you God for doing this. Thank you, as if it's already done. And this sounds like a New Age concept, but it's biblical. It's multiple times in the Bible. And so I will tell you, I no longer thank him for the results that I want, because his ways are higher than my ways, and I don't know if the results I want are the best results to go after. Maybe he has something much better, or maybe the results I want would actually put me into a corner I don't want to be in. So I tend to thank him for traits, wisdom, and guidance. I use this all the time. So one day I was in the gym and I was listening to this audio Bible. And it went through Isaiah 11, 3 and 4, which said, he will delight in being obedient to the Lord. And so when I heard that, I'm like, ooh, here's another question for prayer. And I said, Lord, do I delight in being obedient to you? No. And he revealed to me that I was obedient, but I was being obedient so that I would gain my desires. And that day in the gym, I prayed, Father, thank you for putting your will above my desires. I felt a physical change. I felt a change in my body. I experienced something. And ever since then, my life has been different. And so I know that he loves me. And I know that all of heaven's favor is attracted to Christ in me. And so I don't have to worry about a downgrade of desires. It's quite the upgrade. So he's given me things that were way better than what I even knew I wanted. And that is a trust fall, right? It's a trust fall of saying, I want your will above my desires, but I encourage you to do it. And so this, again, was life-changing to me. And definitely check out the questions and the prayer at the end of chapter 8.